1875 brings us above the town of Castlecomer up to Bilbo and to the parish church there. When I came to the diocese first, I thought Bilbo was a very, very hard place to find. I realised then how the church is the focal point of such a significant farming community who have been loyal to it and inspired by it through generations. And just down the road is Bilbo Post Office. And there was some time ago a campaign to preserve and maintain it as a sort of quintessential Irish rural post office. And perhaps this is a moment, as we think of Bilbo, to think of and pray for all who, not just all who witness there, but all who, in a wider context, serve in our postal service, which is itself such a long history. And we give thanks for how, in many ways, the importance of postal workers and the post office has been reborn through the way the post has been a means of regular contact for people of various ages during the pandemic, and how the comings and goings of postmen and women to people's houses has been a source of social contact and indeed care. 1875. Back to politics. In April of that year, a young Church of Ireland landowner, Charles Stuart Parnell, and I was taught as a history student in Trinity that I must pronounce him Parnell. Apparently that's what he would have said himself, rather than the more usual Parnell. C.S. Parnell was elected to the House of Commons. And through his remarkable skills of organisation and oratory, he rapidly came to dominate the Irish Parliamentary Party, which was a really significant and influential power block at Westminster, in a career that in fact lasted only 16 years, but caused him, although he died described as the uncrowned King of Ireland, it also was a career that ended in private tragedy. He was one of the greatest parliamentary performers of all time, as displayed in his pursuit of land reform, constitutional nationalism, and home rule. Although he was never probably a republican as we might have understood the term, we cannot overstate what we owe to him and how he made confidence in stable parliamentary democracy part of the psyche of the Irish nation. Notwithstanding that after his time we went through years of rebellion and violence and a measure of formative instability in the early years of the 20th century, the legacy of Parnell and his like to our politics today is that somehow the work of the Irish Parliamentary Party meant that deep down a commitment to parliamentary politics, their stable use, their place in a society based on participative citizenship is absolutely part of our genes. And we are one of the longest standing stable parliamentary democracies of Europe at this stage. Had he not died so young, who knows where his views might ultimately have led. There used to be tapestry kneelers in the National Cathedral, St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin, that commemorated various people and events in history and to do with the Church of Ireland. And I was always amazed that one of the kneelers in St. Patrick's included famous words from Parnell about how one must never, as it were, limit the destiny of any evolving nation. One must never say, thus far and no further. Parnell said, and it's on his monument at the top of the street in Dublin that bears his name, we must never, as it were, define the ne plus ultra, the no going further, to the progress of a nation, and we never will. And in many ways, that was a prefiguration of what Michael Collins said when he somewhat reluctantly agreed to sign the treaty nearly half a century subsequently. We'll come back to Parnell in due course, but undoubtedly he ranks amongst the great sons of the Church of Ireland.